What's up, guys? Eli and Mike here live again in Beverly Hills in our podcast. And guess who we have here? We have the spoiled sister, Princess Amelia. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Loves it.
First time being here, so nervous.
I know. We're so nervous, too. Thank you for being
here.
Well,
he's nervous. I'm not nervous.
Well, because she's famous, boo. So, like, you know, you're so famous.
Oh, my God.
The Wu dynasty, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, exactly. And obviously, we love all of your work that you do. But
we're gonna
get down to the bottom of who you are, and you know that way your fans can know exactly who you are. So
this feels like an exposing, like
yes, total exposed. So hopefully you guys will watch all the way through. You're gonna hear so much about Miss Princess and also the spoiled sister. Could we say that? Is that bad to say?
No.
Okay.
But do you like being called spoiled sister, or is that just something your brother Thomas likes to call you?
I am spoiled though, so and I am spoiled. His sister, so
okay. Right. So admission true. Is the best way to grow. You know, you're admitting you're spoiled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And honestly, let's tell your followers. Why did they call you the spoiled sister?
Oh, that was just Thomas. He made that up.
What?
Thomas is
guilty as charged.
No.
Thomas.
Okay,
Thomas.
I get it.
Okay,
okay. So, you know, you're obviously very young. I won't disclose the age, if that's okay. I guess I don't know if I should. But
so being in this, you know, you're here in the set. You're always recording so many different things on social media. You're doing very big things in comparison to anybody else your age.
Right.
You know, we even tried getting our son to do social media, and he's like, I'm not doing that. You know, so everybody's so different, right? But you do it so well, and you're entertaining, you know?
Going
all the way back, we're going to go to, like,
The starting of Dawn.
So last year, not just kidding.
Oh my God.
So
the
beginning.
Oh my God.
2 years ago?
No.
What the hell? Let's go even soon. Before that.
Okay, yeah.
Let's so, growing up as a child.
We're going way back.
So, growing up as a child, you know, what kind of family or situation did you grow up
in? Like, where did you grow up? Not in America? Or
no, I was born in America, and then I moved back to Vietnam when I was, like, 3.
No kidding.
And I lived there with my mom.
No way.
Okay.
How long?
13 years.
Oh, my God.
So does that mean you're Vietnamese?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay, got it. Okay, you heard it. So she's Vietnamese, but you're American, obviously.
Yeah, I am. I was born here.
Okay, yeah. So you lived here for 3 years, then you went to Vietnam.
Yeah, for 13 years.
Oh, my God.
Got it. What was your experience like out there?
No, it was so good. Okay. It's like, my mom, she works cargo. She does, like, airplane stuff, right?
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I go to international school. That's why my English is, like, fluent. Mm.
Right.
I speak well.
Yes, very well.
Yeah, that's why. It's not bad. Like, it's so much better there. I don't know why. People would serve you so much better.
Really?
They're more generous.
No
they don't talk back. It's like they serve you. Like, they look up to you.
Compared
and then
to America.
They're a little meaner. It's like we're equal here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're a little meaner.
Yeah, they're just a little meaner.
There's a huge gap.
That sounds like a restaurant lunch earlier today. A little meaner.
Right.
Oh.
But you know, we've never really got to travel internationally. We travel a lot nationally, but not really internationally.
Yes.
So knowing that you had a really good experience in Vietnam, that's great, because we would love to go there and visit it one day.
Oh, my God, you should.
Check it out.
Oh, my God, we have to go.
Does more of your family remain in Vietnam, or do you have all your family here?
My dad's side is in America. My mom's side is in Vietnam.
Got it. So it's good to probably go out there and visit your mom and the rest of the family.
Yeah, but like, because I grew up there. That's like my hometown. It's like my motherland.
Oh, my God.
Like,
yeah.
I lived there for 13 years, and I just moved over to America like 2 years ago.
Okay.
It's like my third year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, and did you learn English when you came here recently?
No, I learned English when I was in Vietnam because I go to international school. It's
like
you wake up at 7 and you go home at 5 p.m.
Dang.
You sleep in school, you eat in school, they teach you everything. Like, it's literally like your second home.
Wow.
Like, seriously.
Wow. Okay.
So in Vietnam, the schools actually teach you how to speak English.
Yeah, but international school I go to, you pay.
You
have to pay money.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I
they're
see.
Really like making you learn.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But like normal school, like, you know how like there's school here, like private school, you pay, but like just like normal school, like public kids go. There's that, but like it's like less than, you know, you have to pay, then it's more people will put more time in you, education and all of that.
Okay.
Yes,
but
yes,
like
yes.
Sounds like people are a lot more genuine out there than they are here. Because I feel like here everybody chases the dollars, like the W-2 job.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to pay my bills.
Yeah. But in Vietnam, they chase more like education, like and
got
talent.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wait,
wow.
So you're living with your mom for 13 years?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, so then I have to ask you this question. So like, you're living in America now. It's been two years and a half.
Like,
okay,
so.
Right there.
Wow.
But like, okay, how do you feel inside? Because you literally like left your mom, who you're probably so close with, and hopefully this is not an emotional question, but like,
no, it's not.
You know, like, you probably were so close to her, and now you're living here. Like, oh my God, did that like hurt you? Like, is there feels here?
No, like, cause she, we have a house here now. Okay, so she came back here, like, literally, she left yesterday back to Vietnam again.
Oh, no kidding. God. Okay. So just yesterday, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, she was here like a month already, and then we were just living. Like, she come back and forth a lot.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because our brother, like, he needs to go to school, and we didn't want him to lose like Vietnamese culture.
Right.
So we come back and forth.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it was good because I lived with my mom for a long period of time, but my mom said like I'm an American citizen, so I should go to school in America. Like, I shouldn't be like in Vietnam. Like it's bad. She already have goals for me. Like, she want me to be like a movie star in Hollywood and all that.
Oh, that's amazing!
Like,
oh
my God. Wow. My God, I love it. Yes, and you are going to be.
I hope
so. You basically already are, but let's just say, you know what I mean.
I mean, but you're building your social media, so I think it's just a matter of time. I mean, really. I mean, are you right now looking and talking and negotiations with anybody in the movie industry to help you get there right now, or is that?
Do you know Brat TV?
Yes, yes.
I was doing Brat TV.
Oh my God! No way. Yeah, okay, cool. That is so amazing.
I think I'm doing it like 3 more episodes or something like that.
Okay. Oh
my
God.
Okay. I did my first one. It was good.
Love it.
It was amazing. I love it.
Oh my God. So you're already getting into this, all the manifestations of your mom and you too, but you're so driven. And okay, so then obviously that's fine. So you're not too hurt because your mom actually comes and visits you from time to time, right?
Yeah.
So you're seeing her a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Like,
love
we always
it.
Call. She always check up on me.
Okay.
She always ask me, like, oh, do you want anything from Vietnam? Because, like, you know, like, the dollar sign in Vietnam is, like, a lot cheaper.
A lot
so, like, everything there is, like, a lot cheaper.
Okay.
It's, like, a lot cheaper. It's, like, love if you eat pho here, it's, like, $15.
Right.
But if you eat pho in Vietnam, it's, like, $2.
No.
$2.
There's no way.
A whole, like,
I'm going to fly out there just to have pho.
But, like, it's, like, homemade, so like it's like where it's the food like is made, so it's like so much better.
Oh my God,
you know,
so that's probably hard to leave, but obviously, I know
I
there's
know.
You know, right?
But Vietnamese food is so much better.
Oh my God,
but hold up, you're also known as a boba princess, so let's talk about that because
boba princess.
Oh my God.
I don't think I've ever seen anything on social media that you're not having a boba in your hand.
I know,
so why?
Yeah, like, what's
going on?
From?
Yeah,
where
what's
does
happening?
Addiction come from?
It's like. It's like my favorite drink.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so Asian of me, I know.
Okay.
Like,
oh,
we love boba. We love boba too.
It's like playing
boba.
Video games like Valorant.
Okay.
Having a boba.
Yes.
Listen to Keshi, you know Keshi?
Okay, yeah. Oh my God, that's the vibe. Okay,
do we have bobas here? Did anybody bring some?
Oh right?
I want boba.
Heck? Oh my God, I'm boba. Actually, how can you not get her a boba, Eli?
I know, it's my fault. I blame myself. That's it. I should leave the room. I'm gonna leave the room.
Yeah, he should probably get off this podcast right now.
Yeah.
Where's our PA? We need our PA to bring us bobas. I'm done. What? Okay, fine.
Because you are the boba queen, so like, what the heck? We should have had this, but you know.
So growing up, it sounds like you had your family, but you did say brother. So I'm assuming not Thomas, but there's another brother.
Yeah.
So did he ever join you in you guys' campaign and trying to be social media influencers?
He's younger,
or
right? He's younger.
He's younger. Oh, I
like one or two.
3 years old.
3 years.
Oh, okay.
He's like a little kid.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
we have him here and there in a video.
Yeah. Okay,
like,
got it.
He's a kid. Just don't let him be. You know.
Okay. No, yeah. I get that.
Okay. So, speaking about brothers, what about when you were in Vietnam? Was it just you, or did your brother Thomas live with you as well?
Oh, when I was in Vietnam, my brother was never there.
No way. Where
like
was
when
he
I,
at?
Your brother was never there?
No, like, what do you mean?
Like, did he live in America already?
Oh.
Or would there, like, was it just you and your mom out there, and was your brother?
While the 13 years man?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He never came back once, but he did came back, like, one time.
Okay.
Just this one time.
Okay.
When I was, like, 11 or something,
they
came back one time just to see me.
No.
Okay.
One
time.
That shows love. At least he wanted to see you.
But sometimes we FaceTime and stuff. I see my brother here and there, you know.
Okay.
But, like, no. Mostly it's just me, my mom.
Got it.
And nannies.
Okay, okay. He was
and
just
my grandma.
Okay, okay. The family.
And my cousin.
Okay, so
and my
you
little
had
puppy.
To put, okay, okay.
And we have a whole family. It's
it.
Nice.
Okay.
It's, there's something going on there. It's not like sad, but like, it's just like getting like spread away from my brother. Like, I just know him for like 2 years. Because I never lived with him ever.
Oh my gosh.
So like, me living with him now, it's like meeting like my brother for the first time.
Wow.
For 2 years.
This is the first time we've heard this. And like, we know Thomas, your brother, obviously, and we've known you too, but I've never known this about that. You guys have only like really, really connected the last 2 years, because your guys' relationship is so like the actual brother and sister like that, like you would see that lived with each other forever.
But we just known each other for like 2 years.
Oh my God.
That's so hard to
I don't think a lot of people know this, so you guys are hearing things right now that a lot of people don't know. But
yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Because not only that, you guys put in work. And when you guys put in the work, it's like you guys are so like, you flow so good. Like you guys are able to like work with each other. Like me and Eli have been together for 14 years and we can't even work together, right?
So, I can't stand him.
Right.
We are my God. Like, now we're dissing each other. They're dissing each other.
Even their videographer knows. We they can't stand each other.
Oh my God.
Right. Making me right over here. Well, but, oh my God. No way. Yeah. That is something crazy to know. Because again, like you guys work so good with each other.
We're basically the same person.
Oh my God. Literally.
We think the exact same thing. Oh we would say the exact same thing. We would like talk the like same. Right. Everything the same. Oh and then gosh. He would say like, I copy him. And then we will always beef. And stuff, but like at the end of the day, we're like brother and sister, but like the genes is strong, you know. We're basically the same person,
Okay, so then you come to America, and is that where you started getting the name, the spoiled sister from Thomas? Is that...
Oh my God, because I am spoiled, okay. And like Thomas live in America, and he is not spoiled like me, okay. So he's a little jealous,
okay.
And I'm his sister, so I'm spoiled sister. Like okay. I'm being spoiled, like I am. Okay. So that's how it got off because got I'm spoiled. I don't really do things. Like I never even wash dishes. Don't even.
No way. You don't wash dishes.
Maybe this one time because I lost a bet to Thomas.
Oh shoot.
But I don't even wash dishes. That's like a no-no.
Okay. No way. Oh my.
Got
God.
It.
Okay. So why? Then were you the spoiled sister in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Because my mama always spoiled me.
Okay. Okay.
I was her only like you know daughter, so she, yeah. I'm like the princess.
I'm getting I'm getting a signal that you love being spoiled.
Yeah. Oh my God. I am the golden child. Can I say
the golden child? Oh my God! I need that as the main cover for the reel.
Well, I can relate to her a little bit because like I like being
I'm the
spoiled.
Only girl in the family. Oh my
right?
God!
Right. You have
and
to.
They have two boys now, so like Thomas and my younger brother is fighting for second place.
Oh know? My God! But you're always gonna be first.
Yeah, because I'm the favorite. I'm right. The favorite girl.
Okay. Okay.
I like that, and we noticed that because a lot of you have a lot of fans. I mean, for being your age, it's very difficult, I would think, to get a lot of fans to just be interested in what you do. It's not just the boba, but it's your character. It's the people you surround yourself with.
It's hard.
And but it looks like a lot of fun. I mean, is this stressful sometimes though?
Yeah. It's like, you know, like making content, it always up and down, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's like bipolar.
Really. Oh my God.
Okay. I was playing with my mental too.
Right. Oh
my yeah, God. It's like my mood and my how I feel is based off how good my video does sometimes.
Oh, okay.
You know, like it does bad, then it's like, wow, what can I do now? And I get stressed out. Like, what if this is like the point I fell off? Like, you never know. Like, sometimes your video did bad, I start thinking, like, is this the part where I'm done for?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but, like, then sometimes it goes up then. I'd be happy.
Yes. Okay,
and then sometimes
okay.
It does bad again, and then it's, like, draining.
Oh, my God.
I know, that's why I took, like, breaks sometimes from, like, video and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does get to the point where it's not fun no more, but it's actual work.
Right.
It's not entertaining. You don't feel fun. This doesn't feel like your hobby. It feels like you're forced to do this. But
right.
It's like I enjoy doing it too.
Okay. I can see how it's an emotional roller coaster because even for me and Mike, you get a viral video and then all of a sudden the next one is just like nothing happened. And you're like, should we quit? Should we like do something else?
Yeah.
Let's go back into something else. And then it gets viral again. So I can feel the pressure for sure.
So then, okay, you're a spoiled sister, but you have like everything the way you just explained yourself with your influencing that you do. It's like you're also like this businesswoman. And again, you know, you're a little bit younger, but that was so like businesswoman-like of you the way you explained that. You're like, you're treating this like a business as well. Where do you get like this mindset of this businesswoman that you are? Because you really are.
Oh my God, this glaze. I
like,
can't.
Just say. Like, does it come from like Thomas? Does it come from yourself? Does it come from your mom or your dad? Like, where does this come from?
I feel like this mindset that I'm having is like, it's like when the, okay, blah, blah, let me start that again. Okay. Who you surround yourself with, right?
Yes.
You turn into them, something like that. It's like the environment. You have to put yourself in a good environment.
Makes sense.
I never try to put myself in a bad environment where like I surround myself with people that are bad or like they just don't have anything knowledgeable to talk about.
Yes.
Like I don't learn anything from them. Right. I always try to find people, like friends online too.
Yes.
Like they have something interesting for me to learn. Like a little bit from here, a little bit from there,
of
a little
course.
Bit from here. Like information from everywhere.
Yes.
But mostly I learn it from my brother because he's
love
like,
shout
I
out
always,
Thomas. Shout
yes,
out
I'm stuck with him like 24/7.
Love it.
And then
all credit.
I just hear the way he talks and stuff.
Yes.
And I learn fast. Like I will always pick up phrases and lines and it will just be in my head.
Yes.
And I will use it like constantly.
Okay.
I love
that.
I love that you're giving credit to him because obviously him being your older brother,
like,
sometimes
of course, like, I gotta learn it somewhere. But like Thomas, of course it's like mom and dad, they're more like old fashioned. They wouldn't know much about like the new society, like content, this and that. Like, of course. So like Thomas is always the lead because he's older. He knows what he's doing.
He's
like certain about it because he is successful. So like if I keep following him, like I'll be there one day. But it's like dedication. You have to be every day the same thing.
Right.
It's tired, but
yeah,
you gotta sacrifice some for something big, you know?
Okay, but you're working, that's so freaking amazing, but like you're, again, you're the spoiled sister, but again, you're this businesswoman.
Yeah.
And most people who are spoiled, you don't really have to go out
or anything, like they just want people to do for them. But that is me too, though.
Okay, right.
That's why she's a spoiled princess. That's
I just let my brain sleep, be like, Thomas, go do that. Thomas, go do this. Thomas, I don't know what to do. Can you think for me? And then he get mad, but like at the end of the day, he will still do it.
Okay.
Right.
Because like,
oh my God. That's like, a good one.
Yes.
We don't leave family behind, you
know? Okay.
Oh, so, see, that's a good thing.
Right, I bully him.
There you go. You you still gotta be the spoiled sister, but you still gotta put your business work in, right?
Yes,
you
still gotta be a businesswoman. Because if I don't put my work in, then I'll get nowhere.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's he can't just like carry me everything, you know? He helped me to a point, but if I don't choose to like stand up and run and work for myself too and do nothing, then I can't just depend myself on somebody else, you know?
True that.
That makes sense.
Okay. If I don't put in work, it's kind of unfair if I have everything, you know?
Yes.
But you said it yourself. Like I feel like a lot of people surround themselves with the wrong people. Like we as you know, we're Hispanic. Right, we're culturally so mostly surrounded by people that are not necessarily giving you anything to learn, you know, and so we have to kind of plug ourselves away, and you do that with the people you hang around with. You find something that you can take and you can give as well, so that you grow together. And I think it's hard for people to really realize that at the end, even friendships are business relationships. Like we all have to grow, otherwise, like you said, we might not be able to communicate correctly if we don't really, we're not really the same.
Yeah,
you know, and that's good to learn that at an early age, because there's, you could literally not be learning and be stuck at the same place.
I know,
you know, and but you're not doing that, which is really good.
And so like international school, you're going in Vietnam, that's where you were going, and then so you moved to America. How old were you when you moved here, should we say, or no?
Yeah.
Okay, how old were you when you moved to America?
13!
Okay, let's go.
What a good number.
Oh my God. And so, like, was it like, where did you start going to school out here? You don't have to say the school name, but was it like.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you where. Like.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so when I moved here, I live in Fountain Valley.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I go to school there with my mom. That's where I live.
Okay.
With my mom.
Got it.
And then I learned there for like a year, move over to my dad's house, and then I go to school over there.
Okay.
Got it.
In Arcadia.
Okay, yes.
And then we go school there. I live with my dad for 1 year. Okay. And like a year, but like the school you didn't even finish yet. That's where I blow up. But I was still in the school year.
No way.
That's when I blow up.
Wow.
Like you were actually going to like school where, like in person school?
No, in person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Like I see everybody there.
Okay, and
before they think
this,
I'm weird.
No way. What the heck? Okay, we have to talk about this.
You're like, what the heck?
Right? So then like before this, you were a spoiled sister, but you weren't famous.
I'm still me, but I wasn't famous. Like, the first year was, like, me trying to, like, you know, my mom trying to, like, push me to public so I can see the kids, what they like. Because, of course, they're really different in Vietnam.
Okay.
Two different countries, two different culture and everything.
Okay.
So,
got
she want me to, like, adapt myself, like, learn, like, be Americanized, you know? Like, be one of them. Like, be normal.
Okay.
And
but
I did.
Like, but, like, how are the kids different from Vietnam to America?
They're a lot more cooler, for sure.
No way.
Really?
I feel like...
Are they more playful? Or are they more, like, educated? Or are they more...
More playful.
Okay.
Vietnamese, like... I mean, they're fun, but to the point, they will, like, bully you sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Very judgy. No way. Very, like, if they don't like you, they kick you out the friend group, this and that.
Wow.
Which happens to me, too.
No way.
I was friends with this one girl, right? For, like, 6 years, right? And when she found new friends, I was there for her 6 years.
Stop.
And then when she found new friends, right? Because when we're kids, I know her in first grade, right? We're kids, so we always stick together.
Right,
but when
right,
she
right.
get older, she start thinking, she gets smarter, she start thinking, she's getting picky. She's like, you know, I let her be.
Yeah.
She kicked me out. She said, oh, I'm not interested in playing with you no more. You're dumb. I don't like you.
Oh,
and
wow.
she literally kicked me out. And she played with a new friend group, right? And a girlfriend group in the school, in my class. In the class, there's like boys and girls, right?
Right.
There's groups, and she hang out with their group. So she talked bad about me and literally kicked me out.
Wow.
And like, I was kind of like a loner
when
I was in middle school.
Oh my God.
But I was really popular too in school.
Okay.
I was popular because I was like one of the most like good dancer in school.
Oh wow!
Get a lot of attention and stuff.
And that was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got like it. Yeah, they're judgy. They.
Well, she think, messed I'm up. Like, just have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, now they see me famous, you know, right? And then like she wants, she's like talk to my friend, be like, oh, how Amelia doing and all
no
that.
No way.
And I was wow. like, no, like, don't even. Yeah. You fumble. You fumble badly.
You fumble bad.
She looked down on me. She didn't think I was gonna be who I am today. You should never judge.
Never. Absolutely no. never. Here's the prime example.
Yeah, she threw the ball too wow. fast.
Too
you
fast.
Could have been there for me. Wow, I was like so loyal. I was. Oh I never even talk bad about her. Like I wow, always, wow. I cry for her sometimes because I miss her. I miss yeah. having like her. You her know, I have memories
yeah.
of her.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
Wow.
She moved on.
Okay.
And then this one time I went back to Vietnam, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see her. But I was about to meet up with my friend, but then it didn't happen because, like, the school's, like, policy is really strict. Uh-huh. Because it's a private school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, security guard and everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't go to school here, you don't have any family members that go to school here, you can't even come inside.
Wow.
So, like, okay. they kick us out and all mm-hmm. of that. And so I just left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it's sad.
She fumbled bad, like you said.
Yeah, she
did. Are you looking to... So you have so much going on. Are you looking to graduate and then also go to college? Or are you just going to go right
oh
into media?
Oh, my God. I hate this question.
Right. Mom and dad, hear
like,
this.
Oh, my God, you going to college? And right. people, like family members and stuff, ask, like, you're planning to go to college. Like, what college? Like, this yes. and that. And I was like, you go to college. But college are for people that... You know, they don't have anything going on with their life yet. They're still going in there, still learning, trying to figure right. out what job
okay,
they want,
okay.
what kind of, like, career they're looking for. It's, like, a few years of, like, free, you know? Like,
yes.
you don't have to, like, be stressed out, like,
right.
you know, like, free.
No. Yes.
And why would I go there? I already have a career going on for
yes.
me at 16.
Yes.
And making, like, good money.
Yes, right.
And people in college, they're working, right?
Yes.
They're going to come out and work for people
right.
like me.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, why would I go
right.
to college for? I don't know what I'm searching in there.
No,
like
right.
a degree and all that. Like, if you have enough money, I feel like money, you can buy anything you want.
Right.
You can buy a degree if you want. Like,
right.
And it's not yeah. and it's not for everybody. Everybody doesn't have to go to
yeah,
college.
I mean,
I went. You didn't go, but it worked for me just for the knowledge of business. But
of
in reality,
course.
I never really
use anything
really
from
use it.
It.
You know,
yeah.
so but it works differently. I feel like if you're a doctor, I mean,
yeah.
it makes sense for them.
Right.
But I feel like if you can find a way to make money. Kind of like
yeah.
yourself, even at a young... I wish
yes.
I was 16 years old
mm-hmm.
again and making the money you're making
right.
at 16.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you have something better in store for your life, you know?
Yeah. yeah.
And let us tell you this, because truly, we actually... because we have kids as well, and they both didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually the parents that were like, okay, like, do you want to go to college or do you not want to? Our advice is, like, don't go to college. That's actually what we did tell our kids, to not go to
college.
Don't.
Like, no.
You know,
you're
because,
wasting your time.
Right. And we were like...
Because you can definitely go outside, meet,
and,
like, really good friends, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
people like us.
Yes,
right.
We teach you more things
right.
that even school don't even
yes.
teach you.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
School teach you stuff for you to go out there and be brain rot. And
right.
then you don't use those stuff in life.
Exactly.
You don't.
Exactly. All the math and all
oh,
that.
Oh, my God.
We're
just, like, filling up your, like, brain. Like,
it
it's
is.
Taking space.
Yes. Unless you're going to be, like, a...
Work at 9 to 5. Like, what are those,
right.
like... What is all those degree for? And then
yes.
you get a 9 to 5, like, application. What?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
So
and
true.
Then you come after work for people
yes.
like us. Like, we
right.
pay
yeah.
you. Like,
no.
oh, my
you know.
God. So just be like us in the first place.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
How do you think it through?
Right. And we told them this because we're like, unless you're going to really be something that, like, a doctor or, like, something that you know you're
no,
going to be.
No, that's serious.
Then
yeah.
that's serious.
Those are, yeah,
right.
that you get paid good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But anything
but,
besides, like,
right.
doctor, lawyer, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got nothing going
right.
on for you.
you could do things like princess over here. And
I'm being generous. Like, I'm being
is.
So serious.
She honestly
but,
is.
Like, people that actually go to school, that learns, like, trying to really, like, impress their parents, like, getting straight A's and all that.
Yes.
And their parents think, like, oh, yeah, you got to get straight A's and all that. You're going to be successful in the future.
Yeah. Right.
But to be honest, those really get you nowhere.
Right.
Like, nowhere.
Right.
Like, the people that actually... surround themselves with other billionaires or something,
mm-hmm.
they say, like, don't they learn, like, tips from
yes.
them,
yeah.
right,
and
right.
those tips you never
yes.
even, like, hear from school, like, teachers,
right.
like, you learn from teachers like that, you become
yes.
like teachers like them, like
right.
exactly like
yeah.
that,
exactly,
like the people that teach you, see how they teach you, see
yeah.
how what kind of person they are,
you
right.
become
you can't be some person like that,
yes.
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
oh my god,
yeah, exactly,
it's like 9 to 5,
oh
the control of it, and
yes.
it's like, okay, like. You know, we're happy if you are a 9 to 5 worker. Like, great, you're probably working very
yeah,
hard
like,
right now.
Depends,
but
like, yeah, do you
want
to be
like
that?
You could be
like
princess,
that?
And mm-hmm. you could literally be making, like, really good money. And we won't say how much, but you could be making really good money. But, like, again, you're not even going to college right now.
Yeah,
like, you
and
know
I'm
I mean?
Just chilling. And
right.
I'm just drinking boba every day.
There
and
you go.
Making 3 TikToks a day and 3 YouTube shorts and chilling and running around and buying Labubus and still yes, be happy.
Right.
And
right.
not thinking about, oh my God, what am I going to do in 30 years?
Right.
Exactly.
Because this is like a long form.
Yes.
Like if I do fail off or something or if I stop making content, right. imagine, okay? Yeah. Because content's always up and down.
Of course.
Of course, like guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And if I feel like retirement or whatever, my video's still up. Right. I still make money off
exactly.
it. And if kids still find entertaining, they watch back and forth and be like, oh yeah, what happened to this creator? I'm gonna go back and watch it. It's bored, whatever. Mm-hmm. It still does good.
Always.
And
always.
I'm chilling. I like that.
There you go.
Of
and
course.
If you're doing this good right now, I mean, you're always gonna evolve into different videos, different YouTubes or TikToks or
know.
Whatever it is. So you're gonna like keep you know shooting to the stars. Honestly, it's gonna be crazy.
Because the next generation is all about social media and everything.
Yeah,
like you're aiming about like going to like college, get a good degree, and you're hoping like, oh man, some guys or some company's gonna pick me up and then pay me like really good money, like $2,000 a month or like $5,000. No,
right.
you're not getting that kind of money.
Right.
No, no,
exactly.
not there, not there.
Exactly.
You have to surpass that. Like, there's a circle that like they're like it's like people like go to school and then go out. There's a pattern.
Yes.
But you have to break that pattern. You have to break out of your comfort zone and do something that people, 95 other normal people wouldn't want to do. You have to be special. You have to be in that 5% people that hold money of the other 90% people that doesn't hold, right?
No, right.
So
you're
you have to think differently and really
so,
be
so this is all coming from someone who's not 18 yet, right?
No, I'm not 18.
So, guys, this is crazy.
Right.
Like, I don't even know how any of you, if any of you guys are under the age of 18, follow Princess Amelia, like for real, like you got some talent,
right. and talent, you know what? And you're putting in work. Like,
I mean, that's amazing. So social media is obviously your vice. It's what you go to create who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's separate you, Princess Amelia, to the character you play in social media. Are you the same or you're separate?
Okay, so to be honest. Me being a brat and like people were saying, oh my God, that's the brat. Like, oh my God, like I don't mind it because they make me feel like, oh, you know me.
Right.
Like, you saw me.
Yeah.
I feel like you're hating, but like you're supporting. Like, you still watch my video. I get views from it. Thank you.
Right. Like, exactly.
Like, you have time to look and like actually acknowledge my name. Right. You know my name when you see me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Love it.
Of course. But like, I am actually spoiled. Don't get it wrong.
Right,
people are saying, people keep saying like, oh my God, it's just for script and this and that.
Mm-hmm,
but like, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry you don't get to live the life I live.
Right. She really is fun. She actually really wants Eli off the show right now because she didn't get her boba. So.
Yeah, Eli.
Just
being very generous right now.
You know.
Where's the boba then?
I'm being really generous right now.
Where's our PA?
Right. And okay, so then also let's go back a little bit too. So then, okay, so you were in school. You come here in America.
Yeah.
You're in regular school where, you know, you're being around people and everything like that. So tell us where it happened where you just shot up and got famous. Because you're famous,
Oh, my
Lou.
God.
You're famous,
I'm
Lou.
Famous for being spoiled, right?
Oh, my God,
so this is how it started.
Okay. We need to know.
I was wearing a green hoodie, right?
Okay.
And I was wearing Crocs.
Okay.
I finished my food, bring it in the sink, right?
Okay.
And I was standing there. And Thomas, he set up a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started telling me to wash the dishes. And I crashed out. And I was like, no. I'm not going to wash no dishes. I was like, who do you think I am? You wash the dishes.
Oh,
and then
God.
He threatened to, like, I'm going to kill you or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then he made me scared.
No.
Right? And then I was tweaking out. I was like, no, leave me alone. And he's like, I'm going to tell your dad to take your gaming computer down and stuff like that. Right? And I was like, no, you wouldn't do that. And then he just picked up the best clip. And he literally put it together. Right?
Yeah.
And then it goes viral after 1 week.
Really?
And then all my friends are sending me the video. And they're like,
my God.
Wait, like, Amelia, is that not you?
Yeah.
Wait, Amelia, I swear to God, that's you.
No.
I was like, oh my God. I was tweaking out. I was
no
like, because I feel embarrassed, you know? Because you never felt fame before. I thought he was making fun of me.
Yeah.
And I get like viral, like those meme virals.
Yeah.
And I thought I was like one of those. And I got embarrassed and I didn't like it.
Wow.
And then the ball was rolling, and then he kept making videos like, oh, my spoiled sister was so ungrateful that her dad make all this chicken and all these fries for her, and she doesn't want to eat it. And I was standing in the corner, and I didn't really want to eat it. And he was like the one, like the director, like the brain.
Yeah.
He actually sit it through, he make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it worked.
Oh,
it actually crazy.
Wow.
And then
okay.
After every video was like 20 million, 20 million, 15 million, 10 million, 5 million,
what?
7 million. And then
oh my God.
It was crazy.
Wow.
And then the ball keep rolling. And then we keep doing, we post every day.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing dances and thirst traps because
okay.
like that's what I did.
Yeah,
because
we saw the thirst traps
yeah.
and the dances.
I do it on my page. Oh my God. every video I did was like 10 million, 5 million, like, because they saw his page, right? They jump over mine. And then we would do something like, oh, we're racing to see who got 5 million first, see who get 10 million first, to see who gets 7 million first. Wow. And like, who, which fan base is stronger and this and that. And our fan base will always fight. Yes. And it's like ping pong. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, we bounce off each other. And then it goes back and forth. Wow. And it's like a race. So people will actually jump in and be like, oh, I support her. So she goes up. And then it's like gaining followers crazy fast.
Wow.
And then we make drama too. Like, I always talk smack about him in my page. He talks smack about you, McMahon. Right, and our fans fight. And there's like something going on. It's not boring. Okay. It's not dead.
Right.
So like, it was so crazy back then. It was keep going and going and going, right? And then
I'm so shook right now.
Yeah, and that's
what happened. And at your age right now, if you can tell all of us, how many followers do you have now with all your pages?
For all my pages? So on YouTube, I have 2.2 million.
Oh my God.
On Instagram, I have 1.2 million. Okay. So in combined is like, how much again? 2.2 and 1.2, that's like 3.4, right?
Yeah, okay, and then TikTok?
And TikTok is 9 million.
Oh my God.
9 million on TikTok?
9 million.
Oh my
God.
Okay, hold up. So
wow.
You're not even 18.
No.
And you have over 10 million followers.
Million.
Is that right? 9 million on TikTok?
12 million.
12 million.
Oh my
God. 12 million.
Guys.
Plus.
Wait, and also this happened from you just being yourself, which you're the spoiled sister.
Yeah.
And there was a secret camera set up. And it was recorded.
Of me not even washing the dishes.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't want to wash the dishes.
Wow. Oh my
God. And that's how I blow up for knowing that I'm not alone washing dishes.
Right. No dishes
now,
for you.
I was known for, I want boba. But I actually do want boba though. I need to grab one after.
I know. Yeah. We actually have to get you a boba.
We can follow that. Well, I'll go get one after. We'll
yeah, you guys are done. I'm not going to show up on here.
We're done.
Come here and I don't see my boba. Wow. And yes.
We are done, guys. We're done. She's about to walk out.
Okay, so then, yeah, so let's keep on the subject really quick because.
Yeah.
So, again, like you said, you were. It's hard for me to say, so you were. You went from like one day to the next to millions of views.
Yeah.
Which that is famous. So your name is famous too as well. Mm-hmm. So like, how did it feel once you got famous? Like,
oh my God, I love this question. Okay, thank you for asking.
Yes.
So it feels good because like, wow, how would you feel gaining like 100K followers in like one day?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
What and then there's like one day I literally just gained 100K followers on TikTok and Instagram too, which is like crazy overnight, just like that.
Oh,
overnight, I was like, wow. And I started posting more. Every video did insanely good.
God.
And I felt good. But like, you know what's the crazy thing? I was still going in public school.
Yeah.
That was only half year.
Oh,
so I still have half the other year to deal, but being famous half the other year.
No way.
Oh my God.
Okay, wow. So you're in public school. So
yeah.
Like, did people start noticing you?
Of course. Like, there's like, you know, like kids like or younger like 7th grade 6th grade mm-hmm. they're like coming up to me like, oh my God, can I have your signature and this and that. They'd be scared like I would be really famous one day. They probably would use it to sell it or something.
Oh,
wow.
They still have
you
them.
Know what I mean?
yeah
like, oh my God, take signature where she's famous.
Oh my God.
But I was
right,
like
right.
But like I get it, but like to the point where it kind of gets to me because you will never know if people actually likes to play with you.
Okay.
Because who you are, like, mm-hmm. do you like to play with me because I'm Amelia? Or do you just want to play with me being my friend because I'm the spoiled sister?
Oh,
so that's
it.
Really got to me.
Oh my God.
And it's like hard for me because like I always wanted genuine and like true friends.
Right.
But
okay.
like didn't really find any because when I was in school, right, I had friends. And when I left school, they all talk shit about me.
Hmm.
And is then they're the American friends.
Yeah, they like talk bad. Like, why is she always hanging out with us and this and that?
Really?
They didn't like it. I guess they're being a hater.
Okay.
Because at first of the year, when I wasn't famous, they were all cool and all. Until I got famous,
really?
They all switch up a little bit. I was like, that's odd.
Wow.
And then when I left there, they say like, she isn't even all that. Like, why she's famous? Like, she doesn't deserve that. I was like, how are you like hating so bad?
Wow. That's like extreme.
But you know, hating, I hear hate. When people hate, it's a sign of success. Exactly.
Yeah, you're doing something right. People don't hate on you. You're doing something wrong.
Okay, but like you said, it also affected you. Like, how did you like deal with this hate? Because you're a genuine person.
Yeah.
So even though, you know, you're the spoiled sister, whatever, deep down inside you also are still very genuine. Just like you cared for your friend back in Vietnam.
Exactly.
You still have that genuine about you. So like, how did you deal with these haters, honestly?
It's cool. I do have a few haters. Not a few, probably a bunch.
Okay.
I ignore them.
Okay.
I just hang out with the group. because I know they don't like me, but I really try to push it through. Like, just okay. Always be nice. Like, just be my friend to the end of the year. I'll just get out. Like, okay. You're not going to see me again. Don't worry. Just the end of the year, I just dip. Yeah, you still have, like, 3, 4, 5 years, like, college, whatever. Okay. You forget about me anyway.
Right.
I just try to be their friend, be nice, this and that. Nobody bothers me much. I really like to be, like, that quiet, like, you know. But I still get too much attention from people. Okay. They always have eyes on me, like, eyes everywhere on me. Mm-hmm. Teachers, too.
Yeah.
And then they're always trying to, like, ask me, they're like, can you sign this and this and that? They bother, right?
Okay.
And then when there's like haters, that there's no haters that actually come up and actually shame me or anything. Okay. It's just like they're hating, but they just like deep inside I can see them hate.
Right.
That's why they don't talk to me or anything.
Oh,
that's
I see.
The way they're ideal mm-hmm. in school.
Okay.
It's because like the school I go to, they're all Asians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a really quiet Asian neighborhood school. Nothing like crazy, no fighting or anything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Really rare.
Yeah.
So it's like if they hate you, they just like keep it to themselves. They side eye you.
Side-eye.
They talk bad of the group, but like that just doesn't affect me. Like. Bro, mm-hmm. I have a life out there. I have a big platform. I have a big support out there.
Right.
You mean nothing to me.
Right.
Like, in the meantime, when I was in school, I had, like, 2 million already.
Oh,
and then
okay.
the end, the school year end, I'm already at 4.5 or something.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, bro,
Got
I have something for me. You can hate all you want. I feel good.
Yes. Love
so I just
so
don't
much.
Get it get to me because all I need to think, even my dad told me that, Amelia, oh, yeah. I even asked my dad before I was famous, right?
Yes,
this is how I actually got famous.
Okay.
I asked my dad, can you make me famous like Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was like, give me 6 months. And it actually happened.
Oh, my God.
And I see my friend, right?
Wow.
My friend had like 2,000 followers on Instagram. And I only had like 1,000 something.
Okay.
So I was really like sad. I was like, Dad, you think I can get like 2,000 followers like her?
Mm.
And he was like, Amelia, don't be stupid. You're bigger than that. You're more better than that. But that's like when I'm not even famous yet.
Wow.
And he's like, I can see you. You have way more potential than that. You're so much better. And he's like, watch me. And then it did happen. I gained so much followers, right, and all of that. And then the friend that I was friend with, her name is V, okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is my friend from my first school year.
Okay, in America.
In America. Yeah.
Okay.
And I moved to another school year after my dad. So I had different school. So first school year, I was still friends with over 2 years.
Okay.
And then the fame kind of got to her. I think you guys know who it is. It was her name was V.
Miss B.
Miss V.
Miss B.
Just say we have to hear this story.
I need to know.
We have to hear this story.
This is actually tea.
Talk to us.
Sue, tell us.
Spill the tea.
She was like, it's bad. I don't know if I say her.
You should.
If it's bad, then just cut out later, okay?
We're good.
Okay. So she was a good friend of mine. After we stopped being friends, right?
Okay.
I never actually genuinely find another girl that is like my best friend.
Yes.
I have a really deep connection.
Okay.
Strong connection like her.
Yes.
Like, she was the only one. I always, like, sometimes I cry at night. I'd be like, do you actually miss me? Like, are you crying for me? Like, how I'm crying for you right now.
Right.
Like, I always ask myself that. I cry a lot of times for her. Because she was, like, my first best friend in America ever, too.
Wow.
And she backstabbed me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you did something that made her feel, or just because your fame made her maybe feel a certain way?
Okay. So, this is how it happened. How would you feel if you have this best friend, you just moved to America, you have this best friend, you have a really deep connection, you know each other for 1 year. The second year and a half, you get famous, right?
Yes.
And then she texted me something like, oh, you're so famous, this and that. So I was being genuine. And I was like, yeah, of course, it would make her famous too.
Okay,
so I bring her up in Big Bear, right?
Okay,
we were going live one night.
Okay.
And then the live had like 5K, 10K people, right?
Wow.
On TikTok.
Wow.
Because I'm like, it's big. We're big back then.
Yeah.
And then we were just talking and stuff, chilling. Like the moment my brother left somewhere to go to a bathroom or something, she was like saying, do you guys know Amelia is a fob on live?
On your TikTok live?
Yeah.
No.
She said that on live.
Oh,
she was, but she didn't say once. She said 3 times.
And she wasn't joking.
No.
Oh,
she's like, do you guys know Amelia's a fob? Like, she said it like that. And she's like, 3 times.
Stop.
And I was like, because when she said that first time, I heard my dad said it before. My dad said, like, oh, Thomas, you cannot say, like, your sister is this and that, like, that in public. Like, it's bad.
Right.
And then, like, I just move over too, but I catch on fast and I learn fast. So I look Americanized. Like, I can be like one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't
look
like an actual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she called me out.
Wow.
And I was like, yo, you know, you're my best friend, right? Like, what are you doing? Like,
no
I'm
live too.
Yeah. We got her to 300K followers in a week. A week.
Wow.
A week. And she wasn't grateful. She didn't say thank you for me once. No. She was always banking off Thomas. She'd always like stick to Thomas and this and that. It was weird.
Wow.
Because she was like, it was weird because she shouldn't be doing stuff like that.
Right.
Because she's like my best friend.
Yeah.
And then
exactly. And she especially never you have her back.
Yeah.
And you're like trying to bring her up.
Of course. Yeah. She talked bad about me. She was getting jealous about stuff I do. Gosh. I can tell. Like how you guys know I have like this little middle part right here in my hair, right?
Right.
And then she does it too one time, and I was like, cute, and like I said, cute, like you look like me, you look so cute. Uh-huh. And then she's like, she mumbled, she's saying stuff like, no one want to be like you.
I'm dead. I want a middle part to be like you. Like,
so
what
she,
the heck?
So
I'm dead like, because what the heck? She said that, and I was like, what?
Oh my god.
That took me by surprise. What like what? You never act like that
red
towards me.
Red flag.
Like what the heck?
Oh my god. And
oh
then
my god.
When we stopped being friends, right? She wrote me a big paragraph that I didn't even see. After 1 year later, I saw this paragraph. But this paragraph was sent like a year ago already.
Okay.
And I saw it. And then it says something like, Amelia, the fame really got to you. You dropped me because you're getting so famous or something like that. And then you're scared that I will surpass you or something like that. Oh, and that's why you dropped me.
What? Are you kidding me right now?
And she she did make a video off me, right? But she didn't say anything bad or anything. She just said, like, she tried to ignore all the comments. Because the comments are saying, like, oh, what happened to you and Amelia?
Right.
She tried to ignore it, but then she did make a video saying, like, oh, me and Amelia stopped being friends. And she's like, I never know the reason why. Girl,
I guess she's
a little like she's a kid too. So I don't blame her if she actually say it, she don't know.
Okay, yeah.
But like you wouldn't say stuff like that. No way.
Right. If you're gonna be genuine like you don't do that. You know?
Like, the way I go on live and just say like, oh my god, do you know V have seven bodies? Like imagine I say that.
Right.
I act like, oh wait, what did I do wrong? Imagine how you feel. Like, you feel violated.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Right. And
I'm
online.
That type of person.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, like, I never done anything to her. Always support
and you
her.
Put her on, too.
Of course. Like, if I was an actual hater, I wouldn't even hang out. After I'm famous, but like, you out.
Right.
Literally,
you wouldn't even put her on a life.
I would just ignore her.
Yes,
but
exactly.
I actually genuinely, like wanted her to be there. I pull her in.
Right.
And then, we stopped being friends. I see this paragraph after. She's saying all of that, right? And then, I was lucky. I met this guy online, right?
Okay.
And this guy used to be her talking stage. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Stop.
He spilled all the tea about her. And I know more about her.
Oh my god.
So
that's crazy.
He told me that she went to go around, start saying stuff like she hated me, how I was own her money, how I was talking bad about her. She called me like pitiful names, and she's like, I was never good for her and all of that.
Wow.
And it was insane. I was like, wait, what? She actually does that about me? And I over here always like cry for her and all that, and I miss her.
That's crazy.
And I asked my dad sometimes, I was like, Dad, should I be friends with her again?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was like, no.
Right.
She showed your true color.
Yes.
She wasn't there for
exactly.
you. Like, she was that.
Right.
Even my
dad
even talked to her saying, like, V, you are a very good person. Amelia sees you like her very best friend.
Right,
like,
right.
You were there for her. She loves you so much. And my dad told me that he saw her like just roll her eyes like she didn't care.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
Wow. So you're over here like crying over somebody because you're this genuine person.
Yeah,
that you
because
are.
She was like the first best friend I have after my first ever best friend that 6 years and she dumped me.
Wow.
And she was my second one for 2 years. And I have to dump her because of the things. Even though you don't see what you become or the things you did, that doesn't matter. That doesn't.
Right.
Hide the fact that other people can't see your flaws and what kind of person you are. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But that's on you.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. I can't do anything,
exactly.
But I can't involve myself with somebody like that.
Right.
I see you, 14, being, like, innocent. She probably, like, naive, saying stuff like she don't know and mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
She might become more smarter in the future. And maybe she already talked bad about me like that once. So in the future, she can do it again.
Right.
If it happened once, we'll do it happen again.
Right.
And this time, she'd probably be smarter. And she would probably have potential of harming me, you know, or
exactly.
So it's just better to cut off there.
Okay.
I mean, I was sad, but I had to do what I had to do.
Yes. So it seems like you learned that is some tea, and it seems like
that's
you literally
crazy.
Have learned to cut people off when you need to cut
yeah.
them off.
That's
which
a really
is still
good,
hard. Which
that's
is
a good
still
talent though,
it,
because we everybody needs to do that.
And she started going around saying my brother was harassing her and stuff. to people.
It just goes further and further.
No, there's a lot of stuff. Oh, she's saying, like, oh, her brother was rare. Her brother wants me and this and that. And I was like, girl, don't even.
Right. Don't
you
go there.
You were the one who always trying to get close to my brother. Even you know that was not the right thing to do. You were my best friend, even though Thomas was, like, old. And you were, like, my age. She was, like, 14.
Yes.
And Tom was, like, 21 or something. And I said, girl, you should never do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if he was, like, 17 or something, then I was, like, be cool with it.
Right.
But, like, she know what she was doing, for sure, because I see the way she is. She know what she was doing. When we were hanging out, she would always chose to hang out with him rather than me. And I was like, what? Girl.
Yeah,
like, she had a boyfriend at that time, too.
Wow.
And don't shame on you.
Don't even. Oh, and after that, she said Thomas was harassing her. But Thomas was just there, like, trying to not make things awkward. He just want to film and stuff like this. He doesn't have no intention of harming anything, but she was just pushing it too much, she was just...
And we know Thomas is so good, and honestly, he has one of the most genuine. He's always looking out for everybody. Always trying to put people
such a good connector,
like, and connecting people and making sure people are working. So
of course,
like, I feel you on that.
Was there any time in your life where you felt like things weren't going so well for you? Like, was there ever a moment that you ever feel? I mean, you're still very young. Like,
everybody have this moment. Yeah. It has to happen,
right?
Like, especially when you're in your teen years, like 13 up, 13 up, around 13 to 18, like, you and you're in a lot of ups and downs. Like, horrible things happen, beautiful things happen, dramatic things happen, you're delusional and all that. Like, you know, like, well, it does happen, but it's just like, I was just stressed out sometimes that my content doesn't do well.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just like, it bugs me because I have school. School is so hard on me. And it's worse because if I don't keep up, I know this could be bad because I feel like I don't want to fall off because I have so much for me already. And I will have so much more ahead if I keep pushing.
Right.
Like, I need to have dedication for what I'm doing. And Thomas keep pushing me. He always like, he's like there for me, but sometimes he could be mean, you know? Like, as a brother, he always like, he's like, I was like, Thomas, why you always roast me in public? And he's like, no friendly fire, just start shooting. He's like, no friendly fire. Wow. He's like, he start roasting me and all of that. But like, at the end of the day, I know he still loves me. He's like always my supporter. And I support him too. Of things he do.
Oh, yes. We see it. We see it. We're around you guys a lot. And the support system is amazing. I love it so much. Well, so, I'm sorry. So okay, so then now you're, you were in regular school. You switched schools and then you went to homeschool. How did that change for you? Do you feel like now that you're in homeschool, you have more time to do your business, which is social media and influencing? Is it hard now that you're homeschool?
Well, homeschool made it a lot easier for me because I would feel so draining if I actually have to wake up at 4 a.m. And do my makeup at to 7 and then go to school to like 3 and come back home. I literally have, I will actually have no, like, I'll be so exhausted. I wouldn't even think about content. I'll just throw that out the window. I'll be like, I'm done. Like, this is just too much for me. Like, be out school every day, hang out, like, do PE in class and all that. You go home, mostly kids will do, they just do homework, like, chilling, do homework, play games. But for me, if I don't film audio, I'll actually tweak out, I'll be like, I'm gonna go home and film. But what if I'm like, I have no emotion, like, I have no motivation or anything.
That makes sense.
I wouldn't even, like, it's just too much.
Yes.
So homeschool really saved my life, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I just have to do one class a week, like, go on Zoom one class a week. And then just do class package. Like, they give, like, classwork, and I just have to do it before it's due.
Got it.
And that's it. And, but the bad thing is I have to spend at least 5 hours a day sitting on the computer doing homework.
Okay. How exciting.
Okay. No, it's not exciting. But there's other actual easier programs where you actually just sit and do work.
Yeah.
But they... Sorry.
No, it's okay.
You can drink water if you need some.
Oh, my God. They just, like, you don't even, like, count what, like, how much time you put on your work. You just gotta do your work and turn it in.
Yeah,
you can just do it in 5 minutes and turn it in.
Right.
But my work, I have to actually make it like I'm sitting through it, like learning.
Yeah.
You act like I'm just sitting there learning something about a volcano and like I'm gonna use it for my work or something.
Right.
Oh my God.
I feel
so,
you.
So we're nearing the almost the end of the podcast. So we want to ask you, let's ask her this question. So you're still very young.
Yeah.
This might still be a very premature question, but
yeah.
Where do you see yourself in till you're about 20? Right?
So,
up to 20 years old. So what have you already in your mind envisioned where you're going to be in life?
Well, I always think like of making music. And I also think about like being a movie star.
Love this.
But like, think about like this. It's hard because like movie star is way harder than us being a singer. But it's like longer form. Like, I would love to, like, go to a movie theater and see my face like on the screen, wow, and everybody is watching you. Oh, like, it's big.
Yes. Yes.
I wish, like, yes, that's really like the goal I want to be. But start off small, like Brad TV is like helping me. Like, okay, I'm learning. I can get the vision of like, oh yeah, if I go to like be on Netflix or something, this is gonna be 10 times harder.
Yeah.
Like really hard, but yes, actually fun because you're actually going on something big.
Okay.
So you wanted to make it happen.
Yes.
And I think that I'll just be this is hard because definitely should push music first.
Okay. Okay. And do you, is it because you have a voice? You have a voice that you can sing or
a little bit. It's like making music, being a singer is like the easiest like shortcut to being a celebrity.
Oh wow.
Like, okay, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Shortcut in the industry. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can just blow up so hard, like mm-hmm, Ice Spice, and literally right, be a celebrity that yes, fast off of one song that she right, literally blow up
right,
on.
Right, right, right. And everybody sees her, and then
yeah, yeah, and then Glaze, and then people hating, and then she just make more music video, blah blah right, blah, pump it out, and then she got collab with Nicki. Yeah. And then, oh my God, exactly, it's not hard, but like, I just like the YouTube I'm doing right now too.
Love it.
But then, music is absolutely a okay, valid one.
So right, at least we know that social media you're doing that's the now, and maybe in the future there could be like
change up. Yeah.
And also right, obviously acting.
Could be in the movies and whatnot.
Cause yeah, there's a moment of my life I actually think of joining like K-pop group or something.
Okay.
My God.
Is that still a thing? K-pop is still a thing?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know.
You have their hair. Maybe. What are you talking about?
Because I was thinking, but then I heard like they work you really hard.
Oh, right.
Really hard. Yes, I've seen that. And I was like, I'm going to take the easy way.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
I like that.
And okay, so you want to be like in movies. And I see this when you like said it right now. Like I saw you on those big screens. Like I'm going to be in the audience in the movie theater and I'm going to see you. And I'm like, oh my God,
yeah, Princess Amelia.
Please, like, I wish one day.
I already see it. You already envisioned it. And you work so hard.
I need to make this happen.
You work so hard.
Because I only live once. I need to go down to legacy.
Yes.
I need
to make and you're already a legacy, but you're going to be a bigger legacy.
I need to like, like oh I need people God, to hear like literally like Princess Amelia, they'd be like, oh yeah, I know who that is.
Right.
Yeah. Like I need people to yes, like, that's my goal. I have to make that happen.
I
have to.
I love this. So
because I only live once.
Yes.
And I better live this worth it. I better right, make this worth it. That's I cannot that, slip. Wow. I will not fumble.
Oh my God. I will not fumble like other people. Just
no, yes, I would not throw
we're
the ball.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. And
I am grateful for where I am today, the fame and everybody that's supporting me. I really like, I'm very grateful for it. And I will not slip. I will not let wow, that go to waste.
Oh my God,
I will make something
tough,
big happen.
That
and
I love that.
Because I'm already where I am today, that people yes, will die and dream to be like at yes, least where I am today.
Right.
So I will not like throw it away like it's nothing.
Wow. Yeah.
Like make other people like, you know, like feel bad too. Like that's mm-hmm, a waste. Like damn, she can really make a lot out of it.
Yeah.
So I will make a lot out of it.
That is
and
powerful.
I'm speaking yeah, from my heart that
oh my
I
God,
feel
I
like
feel it.
I will put a lot of work in and actually make something out of myself.
And you're yeah, doing that. Like I that's why I'm saying like you work so hard and you're not gonna like just let this fumble, you're
yes,
gonna be on the screen.
No,
screens.
I have to.
I know it.
It's a must.
It's a must. It's a must. And yeah, I think just also how do you like go from just 2 years of starting this 2 years ago to 20 million views, 50 million views, all these millions of views, like where do you get the courage to be in front of the camera and do like these dances sometimes or do
oh
so many skits? Like where does this all come from?
I'll tell you.
Please.
Shout out to my mama.
Okay,
mom,
shout out to mom. Shout out to mom.
Her name is Mimi.
Oh my God, shout out Mimi, we love you.
I love her so
yes,
much.
We actually got to meet her once.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, she's so amazing.
I was in Vietnam, right?
Okay.
My mom threw me to dance class, acting school,
okay,
singing school, track, everything,
yeah,
okay, drawing. So she see what I'm good at.
Wow.
And then I did everything you could possibly think. Like, think of everything. I did, mm-hmm, like, everything. Gymnastic, everything.
Wow.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Like, everything. Like, swimming. And she put me through this dance class, right? And they actually have shows and you run in shows.
Okay.
Like you be backup dancer for actual singers.
Amazing.
And
okay,
I was like one of them.
Oh
I was
gosh,
in the professional team.
Wow.
They will always do shows, run shows for like 3, 4, 5 shows a night. And like actual TV shows. Like actually go on like you when you sit on TV, you, mm-hmm, you press channels,
yes, yes,
you see it. And it's on YouTube yeah, too.
Okay.
Like
okay,
now I searched up, I can still see myself up there.
No way.
Okay.
And I was just a backup dancer.
Oh my God.
And that's how I became confident and all of that. And I was in this other I was in the choir that
okay,
you sing and
wow,
then you actually go and perform too. And I was
okay,
in like a big group of choir and I was singing, performing to a lot of group.
Mm.
We performed a lot, like hella. And then I was on a runway show in Vietnam for this really big company for like Six Dough. That's like the company name.
Okay.
And I was running for them. I was a model for them.
No way.
And it was good. That's why I got confident. I love I love seeing cameras on me. Like I know like I need like to all feel, the cameras here? I feel like I'm important. Like I call the shot. Like you know what I mean? Like I feel like empowered.
Yes.
Like I love that feeling.
Love and this.
My mom will always film me when I was a little kid. Like I have a YouTube channel when I was like six.
No way.
Yeah.
So oh my god. Mimi, you're amazing.
Oh my god, she was always filming me when I was a kid. She's like, Amelia, we're gonna talk about you after school doing your skincare and this and that. And she'd tell me what to say and break it down. So I was sit there and be like, guys, today I'll be doing this and that. There's a few videos of me out there. It was so cute.
We're gonna find them. We're gonna find
and
them.
And then my mom was the one who's like filming me since I was like 6 years old and always like filming me and upload on YouTube, build my Instagram. And I never had TikTok. Instagram was just a thing for me.
Wow.
I don't have TikTok. I was just making random TikToks like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I just posted.
Wow.
And
so you've been putting in the work. Yeah. You've been modeling. You've been on runways. You've been in choir. You've been singing. You've been a backup dancer.
Oh, I was, you know what MC is?
Yes.
I was an MC too for a TV show.
No way.
For like a few seasons, actually.
Wow.
And,
this is so
that's
cool. Many different things at
I was
age.
Actually, the show was like, it's like a model show, something like that.
Yeah.
And you show your talent, like you dress up and all of that, right? I won the show, so they invite me back to be an MC for it. And I actually did. And I did like a few for them.
That's so you've been putting in work since you've been before 6 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if you guys are all watching right now, like it's like, this is why you are so professional, because you've been working for so many years. And yes, you've only been doing this for 2 years where
actually,
you went viral.
Yeah, actually put in all of like, it's like all of that is like all of my swords, right? And I actually put all of my swords to work. I use all of my, what is that called? Equipment?
Yes.
To make where I am today. Like I've been building, I have tools to build and I made something.
I love that.
That's like 12 million is like I built something with my own hand. I did it. It doesn't seem like people probably look down like, oh, she just did their shot, this and that.
Right.
Yeah.
You try to do what I do.
Right.
Maybe.
No,
yeah.
Exactly. That'd be tough.
Because you don't have the knowledge and the stuff I know, you wouldn't even be where I am today.
Right.
Like, we have a team. We have, I have my brother. I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. And we have planned and we are very, like, dedicated to it. And,
and you're using all your tools.
Great.
Like you
Yes, of course.
You're using all of your tools.
Of
and
course.
That's, like, so amazing, because some people will just go viral just to go because they got viral.
They go viral like one time thing and then they die out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, what happened to the one creator? Like, where'd he go?
Exactly. They're gone.
They never they fell off.
Yeah.
They only get like 20,000 views in like a week or something. Like,
you're like, not me, because you have tools and you use them.
Yeah.
And that is so epic. Like, again, if you guys are watching this, we're not just sitting with somebody who just went viral. She is professional. She is a businesswoman. She uses her tools that she's been doing since before you were 6 years old. This is like amazing. And
what's a good message you can give to people that are following you to inspire them to become maybe a better version of themselves?
Yeah, don't give up your dream, because like I said, if you dream and you know you won't fail, how big will you dream? So set a really big goal for you, because there's no limits. There's unlimited. You can set as much goals as you want, dream big, and then try to find things that will make it happen. Just push it. Even though you feel like you're losing hope and all of that, but like that doesn't mean it's stopping you from having what you want to have. You know, you only live once. And I always tell myself, you always live once.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually want to live how you want to live. Don't live for somebody else. Live for yourself. That's what I always say. That's why I don't do things to make other people happy. But I mostly do that, though. I do stuff to make other people happy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, look at us like this. They see what kind of person you are and all of that. Make me live for myself, too.
Yes.
Wow, powerful message.
Yes.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. So guys, you have to follow Princess Amelia _official.
Yes.
So is this the same name for all your pages?
No.
Tell us all your pages.
Princess Amelia Official on Instagram. Princess Amelia Wu on TikTok.
Okay.
What other page there is?
Yeah, famous.
YouTube. Princess Amelia on YouTube.
Okay. And Famous Wu.
Famous Wu is my alt account.
Okay.
And
Roblox.
I didn't make any Roblox content.
Right.
My Roblox is not Princess Amelia with two T's. So NOTT Princess Amelia.
Oh my god, I love it.
Because I started making Roblox content recently on YouTube.
Yes, right.
No, like Squid
you're
Games
a huge
and all
gamer,
of that.
Right?
Yeah.
So cool.
You're like a huge gamer.
Yeah, gaming industry is big.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am not slacking on that. Like, I'm getting on it.
Right. No, because Eli's huge in gaming, too.
Yeah.
And I think he's the take some we'll tips see. From you.
Because... I have so many things going on. I don't know if I got time for games right now. Like, to make that a professional thing, it'll be crazy. But thank you so much for being this podcast. We really appreciate it. We actually did this for an hour. This is amazing.
Right.
You are so, I feel like an hour.
You are so talented.
I remember. You setting it to.
Right. And you did this with no boba.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine? You're probably so thirsty.
I know.
So,
I was cheeking out. I was drinking my whole
bottle. She was using the water.
Guys, thank you so much. And I appreciate you being on this podcast with us. So much to share. So much information for all of you guys. That was a powerful message for everybody that watches her content.
I'm
there's so much more.
Oh, my God.
Appreciate you guys. Much love. And we'll see you soon.
Bye, Boba Gang.
Right. Love you.